Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of April, 2010. It's the birthday of John Agee, born Nyack, New York, 1959, along the Hudson River, cartoonist for The New Yorker, and writer, illustrator, many children's books. Right after college, he took some of his drawings to a publisher who insisted that Agee write a story to go along with the illustrations, and so Agee wrote exactly two sentences about a child who dreams that his grandpa becomes Santa. And that picture story became his first published book, If Snow Falls, got great reviews when it came out in 1982. Many of John Agee's books revolve around wordplay. They're books of palindromes, words or phrases which read forwards or backwards, including his book Go Hang a Salami, I'm a Lasagna Hog, and other palindromes, and So Many Dynamos, and Other Palindromes, 1994, and another one from 1999, Sit on a Potato Pan, Otis. He's also composed a book of 60 oxymorons entitled Who Ordered the Jumbo Shrimp, which includes illustrations of sharp curves and a stiff drink and the Great Depression. His book, The Retired Kid, came out a couple years ago about an 8-year-old named Brian who decides he's had enough school and he heads to Florida to laze out his days in the Happy Sunset retirement community. Agee said the book was inspired one day when he saw a bunch of kids getting off a school bus, and they were all weighed down with backpacks, suitcases, trumpet cases, lunchboxes, art projects, and I thought, wow, it's hard work being a kid. The most recent book came out last year, Orangutan Tongs, Poems to Tangle Your Tongue. It's the birthday of the poet Etheridge Knight, born in Corinth, Mississippi, 1931. Arrested for robbery, sent to the Indiana State Prison in 1960, and it was there, he said, that he started writing poetry. And it was on this day, 1927, actress Mae West was jailed for her performance in a Broadway play entitled Sex. She served 10 days in prison, and it made her reputation forever. Here's a poem for today by Catherine Tufarello entitled Useful Advice. You're 37. Don't you think that maybe it's time you settled down and had a baby? No wine. Does this mean happy news? I knew it. Hey, are you sure you two know how to do it? All Dennis has to do is look at me and I'm knocked up. Some things aren't meant to be. It's sad, but try to see this as God's will. I've heard that sometimes when you take the pill, a friend of mine got pregnant when she stopped working so hard. Why don't you two adopt? You'll have one of your own then, like my niece. At work, I heard about this herb from Greece. My sister swears by Dong Quai. You want to try it? Forget the high-tech stuff. Just change your diet. It's true. Too much caffeine can make you sterile. Yoga is good for that. My cousin Carol. They have these ceremonies in Peru. You mind my asking? Is it him or you? Have you tried acupuncture? Meditation? It's in your head. Relax. Take a vacation and have some fun. You think too much. Stop trying. Did I say something wrong? Why are you crying? A poem by Catherine Tufarello, Useful Advice, from her collection Keeping My Name, published by Texas Tech University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.